You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, this is Chris Redeem, and this is Public Record. Today I'm joined by Marquette City Commissioner Don Ryan, and we'll be talking about the Heartwood Forest Land. For those of you who may not know, the Heartwood Forest Land is roughly 2,300 acres located in the city of Marquette, Sands Township, and Marquette Township. The Heartwood Forest Land Ad Hoc Committee, a group of about 12 citizens representing various interest groups, including developers and trail users, studied the property for about a year and came up with these recommendations. 930 acres were identified as potentially developable, 1,063 acres were identified for conservation and recreation. They also identified 251 acres near Marquette Mountain Ski Hill that could be used for development or kept for recreation. Now, Commissioner Ryan, at a recent City Commission meeting, you asked Acting City Manager Mike Angeli to schedule a public forum to discuss the committee's recommendations. Why?
Well, I really think it's time we move on. You know, this land was purchased 5 years ago, and I don't think anybody on the present commission was even there. I mean, it's been that long. And I think everybody presently serving recognizes that we have to move ahead, but we just didn't seem to be moving ahead. And I felt it, you know, it was necessary to make a motion to get this process going so we can begin to address what is going to happen with this very expensive piece of property that the city of Marquette owns.
You mentioned at the meeting that the city bought the property for $5 million, but you also mentioned another number that the city is going to pay eventually.
Well, you know, this money is, this land is being paid for with general tax revenues. We had to go out and borrow the money to buy the land. The city is paying about $450,000 a year to pay off that bond. Those payments are going to continue through the year 2025. That's a long time. By the time they pay the whole thing, the total purchase price, including financing costs, will be about $8 million. So, you know, this is a tremendous amount of money. It's a very unique piece of property, but we have to decide what we're going to do with it because the city of Marquette has made just a huge investment, and they can continue to, and will continue to pay for it for another at least 15 years.
Now, in your opinion, what should the Heartwood Forest Land look like 10 to 20 years from now?
Well, you know, before I tell you what I think, I really want to make it clear that I think we have to hear more from the people of Marquette first. My motion called for a public hearing, and I really am hoping that we can do the kind of hearing where a lot of people come out. Let's make it a special meeting so they're not, you know, all kinds of other agenda items. Let's do it so it's convenient. Let's promote it in advance. Let's really hear what's on people's minds. And so I think if you do that, it's only appropriate for any commissioner, me included, to go into that with at least an open mind. You know, there's no use having a public meeting if you're not going to listen to what people have to say. So I certainly do want to do that. But having said that, I would say that it would be my goal to have us preserve those areas which have a unique environmental and recreational benefit for the area. You know, if anything, I'm a pro-development guy. Pro-development in the sense that, you know, I think we have to develop property to build the tax base in the city of Marquette, but not at any cost. And it, you know, it may be overly dramatic to say this, and I wasn't the first one to mention it, but, you know, many years ago, somebody wisely decided that Presque Isle would be put aside, and, you know, we wouldn't develop it. You know, if they hadn't done that, we'd probably have some very fancy homes out there that a few people would enjoy, but the city of Marquette in general would not be enjoying. This does not compare to Presque Isle, but this is a very unique piece of property, and I think there are some real positive reasons why we should try to preserve at least some of it, some of the areas that have the watershed and the recreational trails. The other thing is, even, you know, even if you think development's important, we're hearing a lot about this term, a 21st century city. And one of the theories is that, you know, today you don't go out and build industrial parks. You don't go out and, you know, offer business incentives. You create communities where people want to be. And businesses follow. And, you know, if you think about what Marquette has to offer, and we're getting a lot of recognition, but, you know, you can live in the city of Marquette, and within walking distance or a very short drive, you can walk the beaches of Lake Superior. You can bike on bike paths. You can bike on bike trails. You can cross-country ski. You know, you can enjoy wooded areas like we have out in the Heartwood Forest and elsewhere. So there are positive development reasons for preserving those kinds of land areas. But having said that, you know, we also have to develop some areas as well. We have to get some revenue out of that to help pay for that big price tag. And so I think it's critically important that we look at those areas that can be developed without taking away from the areas that should be preserved and move ahead with that as quickly as we can.
Now, a large chunk of this property is located in Marquette and Sands Townships. Should they be included in this? Would the city consider selling some of the land back to the townships?
Well, I think definitely they should be included. You know, this in fact, more than half of the property is in the townships. The biggest chunk in Marquette Township, but some in Sands Township as well. You know, as far as the city is concerned, you know, speaking as one commissioner, there's no benefit to the city of developing land in the township. It doesn't do anything for our tax base. If we were to sell some of that land, you know, it could help to apply toward that $8 million price tag. But the other thing is the areas we were just talking about, those that are particularly sensitive for recreation, for environmental purposes, many of those lands are in the city, a heavy proportion, but some are in the township. And so I wouldn't want to see us, you know, just preserve lands in the city and then have the lands in the township go for a different purpose. So I think if we're going to identify an area for preservation, it should stay that way, regardless of where it is. This is one of the reasons why I've also suggested in my motion that we should look to see if there is any possibility of getting some outside funding. It's a little more difficult here, I think, or maybe a lot more difficult, because we already own the land. In cases where there's corporate ownership and a community or a group of communities want to acquire some land for recreation purposes, you can look to the DNR Trust Fund, the Nature Conservancy, possibly other sources. I don't know if that would work in this case where the city already owns the land, but I think it's something we certainly should consider. The other possibility would be a broader authority involving the city and the townships on those areas that are intended for long-term preservation, because they will not just be used by Marquette people. They will be used by people throughout Marquette County and obviously visitors as well.
How do you strike the balance between preserving land for recreation and identifying those areas that could be developed?
Well, you know, and I think as a city commissioner, we can't just look at any of these issues in a vacuum. They need to be considered in terms of all of the issues facing the city. In this case, some of those issues include the fact that's been mentioned many times that, you know, more than half the land in the city is not on the tax rolls because it's owned by Northern Michigan, it's owned by Marquette General, it's owned by the city, and it's, you know, there are some other ownerships as well. That's kind of a unique situation where half of a city is not on the tax roll. Marquette also has a significant amount of debt. I'm not, you know, there is no rule of thumb that I've been able to find as to how your debt compares to your overall tax revenues, for example. But ours is significant. You know, we've gone in debt to buy the Heartwood Forest. We've gone in debt for major street improvements, to construct and maintain city facilities, things like the Peter White Library as well. So we have a lot of debt. So, you know, I think we need to look at trade-offs, frankly. If we're going to take a large area and preserve it for public recreation, we should emphasize that it's not just Marquette residents who are using this, and we need to have some way to pay back that investment. So, you know, I think the idea put forth in this report that there is land that's available for development and there is land that should be preserved is something we have to really move forward on. Those areas that are appropriate for development, that can bring revenue through the sale of the land, but probably even more important, long-term increases in the tax base of the city, you know, I think we have to move ahead on those as well. So I think I think the report considered that, and, you know, I think provides a good starting point for us.
Well, what was your impression, overall impression, of the report done by the Heartwood Forest Land Ad Hoc Committee?
I think they did an excellent job. And, you know, they really, I know there were people with very strong views about preservation. There were people who felt very strongly about development. I think they all tried to understand the city's predicament, if that's the right word, the situation facing the city as far as acquiring this land and, you know, the need to increase the tax base. I think that all went into this process, and I think they've done a very good job. I think the important thing this report will do is serve as the focus if we have a public meeting. You know, if you have a public meeting and kind of start all over again from ground zero, you probably aren't going to make very much progress. But if you take the report that's already been done and say, react to this, you know, react to the specific things in this report, then I think there's a much better chance that we can get some kind of consensus thinking as to where people are coming from and how they view the decision. So I think the committee did a great job, and and I think they were very sincere in what they tried to do and what they tried to present to the city.
And how much influence will that report have on the city commission's decisions?
Well, you know, I think it will have a lot of influence, but again, you know, I want to keep my mind open until we hear what the public has to say. You know, I know, for example, there are many people who use and enjoy that area, and I'm certain we'll hear from them about preservation. But, you know, as in so many cases, there are a lot of citizens we don't hear from, you know. And I guess that's probably not going to change. But I think it's really important that we hear what's on their mind. You know, this is really important in the sense that, you know, as a city commissioner, many times I think people elect you and expect you to make decisions. You know, they expect you to listen, but, you know, the whole town's not going to show up and tell you how to vote every time you make a decision. This is a case of a decision that's very important, but it's not dealing with an essential city service. You know, it's not like police or fire or public works. So you're getting some sense of the public's feeling toward this whole thing, especially considering the cost, I think is very important.
Well, given your stance on mixed development and saving some of the property for recreation, what if a majority of the citizens come out and say, I don't care about paying extra taxes, I want this property kept pristine, I want to be kept, you know, natural, no development? How much is that going to influence the decisions of the commission?
Well, I think some people will come out and say that. You know, the question is, what do they represent? Does that represent a majority view? As I said, I'm going to go into any public hearing with an open mind. But I, you know, I also believe in my own mind that we saw the process go forward with this committee, and they understood the need for both. And I think there is an opportunity, you know, to do both. I think there's an opportunity to preserve much of this land, but I think there's some of it that can be developed without really affecting these areas that are critical to the recreation and environmental issues.
The committee identified an area near the ski hill that could easily be developed given its proximity to the highway and major infrastructure, but it also contains some heavily used trails and very popular trails. What are your thoughts on this area?
Yeah, that's an area where you know, I think we, again, have to really look at it very carefully and get some input. You know, in life, there are many times we have to look at trade-offs. You know, here's a case of where the city is basically spending $8 million to buy a large piece of land. As a result of the city buying that land, I think we're going to see much of it maintained for environmental and for recreational purposes. But I think we're also going to see some development that's necessary. And hopefully there are ways that we can partner with other organizations, with other groups to help make these decisions. For example, you know, are there ways that these trails could be altered so that some land could become available for development? Those are some questions I think we need to find answers to.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to Public Record. I'm Christopher Deem, and I've been talking to Marquette City Commissioner Don Ryan. Thanks for listening.